Happy Easter. So this is the day when Jesus rose from the dead, when Jesus conquered death, and in so doing, gave us the hope of eternal life. And that's why we believe that he's the Son of God, and that's why we follow him, so that we will one day be with him in heaven. But you know, that's not why the disciples followed him. They followed him long before he rose from the dead. They followed a man who healed the sick, who accused the religious authorities of having a faith that was too small and too self-centered. They followed a man who told them to love their enemies, who told them to share their wealth with those who were in need, who told them to love God above all else and to love their neighbors as themselves. But they really weren't expecting him to rise from the dead. If they had been expecting the resurrection, wouldn't they have been standing, watching over the tomb, waiting to see when he would rise? If they had been expecting the resurrection, wouldn't they have greeted the news that God has raised Jesus from the grave and defeated death by saying, "Praise God!" But no one shouted hallelujah when they heard that their friend and Lord had been raised to life. And no one said, "I knew it, just like he said." So it wasn't because they were expecting him to conquer death that they followed him. In fact, the women who discovered the empty tomb were told by the angel that he was raised from the dead. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy. Lutheran pastor David Lowes says, "Isn't that a wonderful reminder that fear and joy are not opposites, but as with doubt and faith, can be experienced at the same time, and indeed might be inseparable?" So I thought about, when have I experienced fear and great joy at the same time? When have you experienced fear and great joy at the same time? Can you think of a time? Well, I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but when I was thinking about it, the first thought that came to me was the birth of my first child. Overwhelming joy, unbelievable joy that I hadn't anticipated even. And fear, so tiny, so fragile, so precious, and entrusted to me, nobody else. Well, there were a few others that helped out, but mostly that was my fear. And the next time I could think of experiencing fear and great joy at the same time was when it finally became clear to me that I was to pursue ordination. I was almost afraid to accept the joy. I was almost afraid to acknowledge the joy because the great fear. They were both, like David Lowe says, both together, fear and joy, because it was both fear and joy that enabled me to accept that it really would be possible for me, that God might really be calling me of all people. Frightening and joyful. So, times when fear and great joy come together are times of great expectation and of the anticipation of life-changing challenges. At least that's my experience. So times of great expectation and times and anticipating life-changing challenges. So the women who went to prepare Jesus' body for burial and found the stone rolled away and an angel waiting to meet them, those women who left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy, were met by Jesus as they left. First he comforted them, saying, "Do not be afraid." And then he gave them a command, "Go and tell my brothers." So maybe the Christian answer to fear is not just comfort, but also an invitation to a life of courage. Not simply the promise of eternal life, but also the promise of a life of joy and challenge here and now. Maybe Easter is about being invited into a life of purpose. Maybe that's one of the gifts of the resurrection, that Jesus is telling us not only it'll be okay, but here is the life and the work that God is giving you. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead this Easter morning to send us, along with his other disciples, to love and serve his people, and to meet the challenges before us with confidence, to face the problems we will encounter, and goodness knows, if we really do try to love one another, there will be many problems, to face those problems with courage and joy, knowing that the God who raised Jesus from the dead is not done yet, not done with this world that God loves so much, not done with us, the brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous children of God, whom God invites to shine, whom God invites to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. So this Easter, let's listen and look. Listen for the voice of an angel saying, "Do not be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus." Now remember, not all angels appear like lightning, and not all are wearing clothes as white as snow. Some of them look like weary travelers. Some of them look like people we know and love. So let's listen and see, where will the angel send you? And look. Look for Jesus to meet you in unexpected places. Now, remember, Jesus is not always easy to recognize. Many people in the Bible did not recognize him. Sometimes he looks like a gardener. But if we remember that he told us, "When you did it to the least of these, you did it to me," maybe we won't miss him. So look for Jesus to meet you in unexpected places, even in the depths of your own heart, and say to you, "Do not be afraid. Come, follow me." Amen.